Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Christensen.
Thank you, Bruce, for having me on this call.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its report on swine health surveillance for the first quarter of 2021, January to March. What did we see as highlights in the first quarter, and what does that suggest for the overall health of the Western Canadian swine herd?
Well, this quarter was a really, really quiet quarter. All our sources sort of reported back, this has been a quiet quarter, or there's nothing special to report, which really means that the general swine health has been good in this winter quarter. So that's great. That's really great to see. I have never seen anything so quiet as this quarter.
What may have caused or contributed to the quiet first quarter, and what does that suggest in terms of possible introductions of disease or efforts taken to control or contain disease?
We cannot say with any certainty exactly what caused this quiet quarter, but we also do know that this winter has been different in many ways due to COVID, and it's not unreasonable to think that some of the restrictions that are put into place for COVID has made movements and contact between herds less than they would normally be or have been. And also the whole mindset around COVID has made everybody, not only producers and veterinarians, but everybody more conscious about biosecurity. I think there's no one in Canada anymore that doesn't know a little bit more about biosecurity than we did 2 years ago. So I think that might have contributed to this quiet quarter. So a lot less contact between farms might be one of the reasons, but it's only speculation. The other thing we know is that from the human side, there's been less influenza. So the COVID restrictions works on the people-to-people spread of influenza, and it may also spill over onto people are not transferring disease into swine herds. So generally, I think what lies behind this is a massive improvement of biosecurity across the whole region.
What do producers need to be thinking about now and moving forward, and why?
There is still a few practical tips that we discussed on the call. So we do have a quarterly call. We had that a couple of weeks ago to discuss everything that we found from our sources. The PED situation in Manitoba, for instance, is knock on wood, very good. There's no active cases currently. But we also, in the few months from April to June, where we usually see new cases popping up. So it's a high-risk season, and what is important for that is that we have to remind everybody working in the swine sector that manure, infected manure, is a possible route of transmission of PED. So you need to take extra care and precautions when you're spreading this infected manure, which is typically from lagoons where the pigs have been infected with PED in the last couple of years. We also have seen a potential new strain of Streptococcus suo epidemicus. That is a strain that we discovered or found in swine in 2019. It's currently only been identified in five barns in Canada, but it's also been identified in a couple of culled sow shipments going either to the assembly yards, or it's been detected when they arrive at the slaughter plants. This particular strain of Streptococcus suo epidemicus can cause high mortalities in sows. 10-20% mortality, really noticeable. So we are concerned about that. And so far, it seems that there's been only one clone. But recently, there's a new clone or a potential new strain surfaced in Indiana. So what is the take-home message for our producers in Canada? The take-home message is really that we are shipping animals to the U.S., and then vehicles come back, and that's a risk. So it's a risk for this new strain. It's a risk for other diseases such as PRS coming back with these vehicles. So we really need to make sure that our biosecurity, that our washing of these vehicles is good, so we can avoid that we're bringing something back with contaminated vehicles and equipment from the U.S. when we ship down there. We had one disease pop up in the discussion. A few practices reported or could mention that they seem to see an uptick in greasy pigs, so Staphylococcus hircus infection. It wasn't noticeable in any data or anything. It was just a discussion point, but it was noticeable that a few practices had seen the same thing. And it was also mentioned that maybe we should think about that teeth clipping is not done in about 70% of the sow herds anymore. So when the competition about teats in the early ages starts and that there's fighting over that, there might be a few more lesions, facial lesions on the piglets, which can, and they can in turn be infected with Staphylococcus, and then they show up as greasy pigs. So the take-home message here is really that if you do cross-fostering, make sure you do it as early as possible to limit the competition and fighting in the litters. We also talked about a few, two or three cases of sudden death in sows. They were all presumably linked to Clostridia infection. We're still investigating that and following up, but that is really a reminder that sudden death, no matter what the age of the animal is an eligible cause for rule-out testing for ASF that is now available through CanSpot ASF. And so why would you want to do that? You would really want to do that because ASF can be a very sneaky infection or disease. We expect that if ASF first enters a barn, it can be very subtle in the sense that there's only a few pigs at first that get infected and they will die, but it will be masked by the normal mortality in the barn. The normal diseases are there. It's hard to distinguish in these very early stages whether it's ASF or something that you've been dealing with for a long time. So for that reason, well, what happens then is after a couple of weeks, ASF will have spread in the barn and you would see massive mortality and lots of death. Once enough animals are infected, most of them will die. So there's no chance that you will have ASF in a barn forever without noticing it. So what the issue is that you really want to detect it as early as possible so you don't put your contacts at risk. So you want to detect it when there's only a few animals in your barn infected. And one of the tools that we have to help in that situation is the CanSpot ASF rule-out testing. And so if you have mortality in your barn that you want to get peace of mind that you're not having ASF sneaking in, you can actually contact your vet. Your vet can submit material to laboratories in the region and request ASF testing. That will help you as producers get peace of mind, and it will help the sector to show that we are on top of ASF early detection. Mm-hmm. I think that was what we had for ideas and comments on the general status in this quarter. We can also report that not only did we have a good quarter health-wise, we also had a good quarter for CanSpot ASF rule-out testing. We had as many cases tested, eligible cases tested, as we could expect from across the region. So that part of CanSpot ASF is also going very well.
What kind of uptake are we seeing in terms of accessing that rule out testing? How popular does it seem to be? And how significant is that response by producers?
We count the eligible cases, so the cases that could possibly be tested and or selected for ASF rule-out testing at the laboratories, and we're sitting at over 95% of those cases that have actually been tested. So you can't get any better, basically. And that includes all four laboratories in the four provinces. They're all participating. So it's great. We couldn't expect anything more than we have seen for the first quarter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Thank you very much, Bruce, for this opportunity to share our good news this quarter with. And I hope that we can keep it up, that the biosecurity holds, and we will have an equally good second quarter of 2021.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.